Okay, so we're going to start it up. Today's daf Kuf Mem Dalid. We're on Kuf Mem Dalid, three lines from the bottom by the words Ashkan, as we try to just to cover some ground because Thursday we're not going to be able to learn together. So the Gemara is going back to what Shmuel said. Shmuel had said that Rabbi Yehuda was moded chachamim by zeisim and anavim, meaning that even if the stuff just oozed out, it wouldn't be allowed to use it on Shabbos. And then that the Chachamim were molded to Rabbi Yehuda by Shar Peiros. The Chachamim were molded to Rabbi Yehuda by Shar Peiros, that things oozed out, for other food, whatever squeezes out, you know, by itself, that is mutter to use on Shabbos. So Ashachem Rabbi Yehuda, the molded the Rabbanon Mezeis Manavim. But Rabbanon, the molded the Rabbi Yehuda, Bishar Peiros Minolan. How do we know, where do we know that they agree to Rabbi Yehuda, again, that if the juice oozes out of these Shar Peiros, that it's okay to use these juices on Shabbos? Tanya, we have a brisa. Sochas tin, we can squeeze or we can use what comes out ba pigaim, ba parishin, uba uz radin. These are three different types of fruits. Rashi is plugging in or prunes bilaz. I don't think that means prunes because probably means plums because prunes are dry to begin with, so there's nothing really in them. So maybe it's plums. So he says prunes bilaz, uprishin is, I don't know, maybe he touches them. One is quince, I think. And I'm not sure what ouz darin are. Yeah, old French. Right, so it says you can, which is interesting, we'll get to it. It says you can squeeze these three things on Shabbos, I guess, because these items are not typically squeezed out. And the idea is that you can, since you can squeeze them out, because it's not considered juice that comes out. It just has a status of ochel. So you're separating ochel from ochel, which is fine. It's not considered schita on Shabbos. Avalo rimonim, but you can't do that with the rimonim because that is typically something that is squeezed out, and therefore something that's used for juice. V'shal beis menashe bar menachem hayishochtim rimonim, because we know that beis menashe bar menachem, they would squeeze out on a weekday. They would squeeze out the rimonim. Rashi says v'shal beis menashe, right? Therefore we see people do squeeze it out. Therefore on Shabbos it is usher. So you see from here, when it came to Shar Peiros, which was the Hagayin, the priest, and the Buzdrodin, then you'll have to squeeze them out on Shabbos. So that's how you see that the Chachamim Ramon to Rabbi Yehuda, that what comes out from Shar Peiros is mutter on Shabbos. The Gemara asks right away, Umimai de Rabbanani. It doesn't say anyway that this is the sheet of the Rabbanan. Maybe this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that by Shar Peiros, what oozes out is mutter on Shabbos. Who says this is the sheet of the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Mimai Rabbanan, he Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, with the heavy Nami Rabbi Yehuda. You know what? Even if this Brisa goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the logic behind the Brisa will still apply to the Rabbanan. Because why? What happened in this Brisa? And I kind of glossed over it. But the heavy Nami Rabbi Yehuda, Emer the Shamas Lay the Rabbi Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say his din? Rabbi Yehuda said his din, when the things ooze out by themselves, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. What happened over here, right? He says, Eimah t'shamas l'nei Rabbi Yehuda, is yotzu me'atzman. But what did this Brisa said? Sochatin l'chadchila mishamas l'nei? Have we ever heard that Rabbi Yehuda is also matir to actually squeeze it on Shabbos? When did he say that? So, Ela ma'isel ha'meimar, so how do you explain this Brisa that allows you to squeeze these things, this prune-type item on Shabbos? Kevan d'lav b'nei shchita ninu, since these items are not things that are usually squeezed, so therefore we're not viewing the liquid as something separate from the item. It's going to be considered food, right? The lav b'nei shchita ninu. Rashi says, "Kevan the lav b'nei shchita hu v'kihechi." It's the second short line, or the third short line. V'kihechi to the Rabbi Yehuda shari the chachila mahay taima mehash tefilu tin rabbanon v'sharu le mahay taima. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says this is mutter is because it's not considered squeezing anything. Because it's food from food. It's as if you're taking two slices of bread and pulling them apart. He said it's food, just because it's liquid. He said it's food from food. So that logic, even the Rabbanan are going to agree to, and that's coming from Shar Peiros. Right? So afilu tamed Rabbanan. So you can say even the Rabbanan kamed alabnei schitaninu. Since these are not considered items that are typically squeezed, then afilu chachila you're mutter to squeeze them on Shabbos. Because Shema Minah Rabbanan, he Shema Minah. So this price is going to go even according to Rabbanan. They never saw them argue about this. So they're not going to argue about this. So Shar Peiros, you can see, you can even squeeze the Chachilah. So clearly they're going to argue, they're going to agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if it oozes out by itself, it's also going to be Mutter, the Shar Peiros. That's the logic, that's what the Gemara says. I came to Labnei Slitahu. Again, these things are not going to be considered it's going to be considered ochel. It's not going to be considered juices that are separated. So the Gemara then says, shall base menasha hayasocha timber rimonium. The reason why we're going back to the rimonium, the reason why you cannot use the juices that come out from the rimonium is because base menashia bar menachem, they used to, under the week, they would squeeze it out. Therefore, you see that this is something that is typically squeezed. And if it's something that is typically squeezed, then what comes out from them on Shabbos is going to be usher unless you come ahead and squeeze them on Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, halacha kishal beiks menashe bar menachem. The halacha follows the house of menashe bar menachem. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amar le rovel Rav Nachman, menashe ben menachem tanohu. Wait, but the house of menashe bar menachem is like, they have a rabbinic status, and they can be involved in the halachic process to make a determination of what's mutter and what's not mutter. Who says what they were doing was right? That's just people, some people, you know, individuals that are doing something, right? Rashi says, menashe tanahu, bitmiya. Ki'il polig, is someone arguing, le'meimar de b'shabes aser, etim hilchus ha-kavasei, v'alo huskar el le'divrei ha-tana l'raya, the high tana husavar kavasei. It only, one tana is using the base Menashe did as a proof to his shita. But how are you saying that the halacha follows them because they did it? So the Gemara says, b'chiteimah, so maybe you'll say, what does Rav Nachman mean when he says, halacha ki haitana, chiteimah, halacha ki haitana, maybe you'll say that the halacha, what Rav Nachman means, that the halacha follows that Tana, the Sabalach is Shal Menashe Bar Menachem. That the halacha follows the Tana who uses the house of Menashe Bar Menachem as a support, the minog of, this Tana holds that you're not allowed to squeeze or use what oozes out from the Rimonim on Shabbos. Remember we said that was the Machlokas, when we limited the Machlokas, that's actually the Machlokas, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda. And we're going to hold like the Rabbanon because they have support from the house of Menashe, the Menashe bar Menachem to teach you that you see that this is some of the people squeeze. So if some of the people squeeze, we're not going to allow you to use the juices that come out on Shabbos. The Gemara again says, when we shum the sover ki Menashe bar Menachem alach kamoso, Menashe v'chi Menashe bar Menachem havi ruba de alma. What's going on? Menashe bar Menachem is just one household. So because Menashe bar Menachem's house did this way, that's the support for this Tana. Why? What's their authority to use them as a support? Rashi says, "Havi rub de alma timishim iyu lichudei nasoi derech mimon lichutzchita." Because it's just because these people had this minhag. Who says that most people do it like that? Meaning, if most people didn't squeeze the rimoyim, then it's not derech schita, and then it can fall into the category that would be mutter if the stuff oozes out on Shabbos. So Gemara says, the minhag of one place, can be kovei halacha. The Tanan, we have the following mishnah in Kilayim, which was Hamikayim Kotsim Bekerem, someone who keeps the thorns in the kerem. So is that considered kilayim? The thorns are growing in the vineyard, and the guy keeps the thorns growing. Is that considered a kilayim? Rabbi Lezer Omer Kadesh. He says, yeah, the kerem and the kotsim are asra hanah because they're considered kilayim kerem. The kadesh. Rashi says mikadesh is a tvua mishum kilayim. There's riyahu. But this is something that grows. This is a growth that upsets, that mixes with the vineyard. The Chachamim will remain with Kaddish. Chachamim say it's not Asur B'Klai Kerem. Ela Davar Shekamohu. Eino Mekaddish. Ela Davar Shekamohu Mekayimim. The only thing that creates Klai Kerem is something that people typically maintain in the field. And people don't necessarily want thorns in the field. Right, the Amar Rabbi Chanina. So Chanina says, okay, if that's the case, my time Rabbi Lezer. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Lezer, who says that the Kotzim do create Klei Kerem? He says Shekain be Aravia. I don't know if it's Arabia or something. Shekain in the place called Aravia, Mikaimim Kotzei Sadas LeGamalehem. They do. They want to keep the Kotzim for their camels. Right. Right. So you see over here, Rashi points out Am Mishum Chad Makom Da'ach Shivinu. Even if there's only one place that thinks about something, that views something as being important, mashvin lei davar chashuv. We say that applies to everybody. We use that as proof. So just like we use Aravia as proof by Klai Karen, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we'll use Menashe b'Menachem as proof to the Rabbanon by the Rimonim. Mar says there's no comparison. Midi Yiria, how can you compare? The Aravia Asra, hacha bata daito eto koladam. Right? Aravia is, I guess, basically a large place. Okay, tomorrow it's saying, okay, we're going to follow it because everybody in the state of everyone in a nice red state does something normal. So that's what they do. But just because one household does something, Beit Menachem, there's a big difference between a whole town, a whole city, and just one household. So how are you using, again, going back, how are you using Menachem Bar Menashe's, their minog, to prove that the halacha follows you, the Rabbanon, that you sit, it's typical to squeeze Rimonim, and therefore something that's typical to squeeze, what oozed out on Shabbos would be usher. So the Gemara says, okay, I'm going to bring another source for the Psaka of Nachman that you can't squeeze the Rimonim, because we're going to view on Shabbos, but we're going to view the Rimonim, the juice inside of the Rimon, as something that's typically squeezed out. It's not going to be considered ochel, it's considered juice. Elahainu Taimo, this is the reason for Rav Nachman, because he holds like Rav Chisda that follows the Amar of Chisda, Terodin. What is Terodin?
Beets, okay.
Sheshachaton, that you squeeze them. He says here that they're green. I don't know. Okay, green beets. These beets that you squeezed out, unis anambu mikvah, and then you took this liquid that you squeezed out, which is a colorful liquid, and you put it into the mikvah, which is supposed to be clear water. It's supposed to be water. Postal as a mikvah machine in Maria. It passes the mikvah because now the mikvah doesn't look like water, it looks like something else. Yeah, that's what he says. Postal mikvah machine in Maria. And Rashi points out, where is it? Rashi Bishinui? Bishinui Myra. Lobish Loshus Lugin. They don't even need three Lugin. The Lobus Kruish Loshus Lugin Elva Mayim Shuvin. Aval Shar Maskin Loposli Elim Kain Nishtanim Mare Hamikval Yadeyam. And Passons if it changes the color. So the Gemara that says, Post Mik Bishinui Myra. The Gemara asks, Vaha, these Pradin, these things, Lav Bnei Schitin Inu. They're not things that are typically squeezed. So if it's not something that's typically squeezed, what comes out from them is not halachically considered juice, right? It's not considered something, it's not considered juice. Lav nitzchita ninu. So therefore, and we'd say that only mashke, only liquids, are something that can pass on the mikvah. If this doesn't have the halachic, yeah, it looks like a liquid, but if it doesn't have the halachic status of a liquid, it shouldn't pass on the mikvah. So elamai shchalim meimar, kevin de achshivinu, habelu lemashke. No, because once you squeeze it out, once you're somebody who squeezes something out, if you're squeezing it out, that means you're machshev it to be, that you want it for its juice. If you want it for its juice, then it gets the status of the juice. So hachanami, so too by the peros that are mentioned in that brisa, right, the pagayin, the prishin, and the uzradim, once you squeeze them out, that proves, kevon da'achshivinu habilu mashka. Once you squeeze them out, it proves that they're a mashka. So we'll read Rashi for a second. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Kidra Chizda. Right, he has Afal Gav de la Amal lo Chashiv, even though they're not really considered juice, Kevon de Achshiv Ihu, since once the person squeezes it for the juice, Havel Lididei Day Mashke, it becomes for them a Mashke. That's talking about the beets when it comes into the mikvah. V'hachim Yifarish Rav Nachman le Breis le'el. Let's have Rav Nachman explain the Breis before. Sochatim bipagoyin ukrishin, right, lematik apri. You can squeeze these out in order to sweeten it. Below it's Sorach HaMashke, but not for the purpose of juice. Okay, you can squeeze it out, I guess, to get it out, but not for the purpose of using the juice. Avalob Rimonium, but you can't squeeze the Rimonium. Afilu Matakon, even if you want to just use it you want to squeeze to get them out because of the fruit itself. Deshobe Beis Menashe Sochtim Bechol, they used to squeeze it out with Sorach HaMashke. Hilcho B'Shabbos Asor Afilu Matik. It's since there is somebody who uses it for mashke. Lo mishum de menashe ruba de alma el chashinan is a chash. He says, "Ish sharis le lamatek." If you're allowed to do this, just for the purpose of getting it out of the fruit, osi le mavin l'shem mashke. Then maybe you would come to use it for a drink. And if you come to use it for a mashke, for a drink, that has the concept of akshave, which we just saw in the mikvah. If you're using it because you want the juice itself, that makes the juice now into juice as opposed to food. But you're allowed to squeeze out the pegayim and the priest and the muzdradin. There, nobody uses it for its juice, so you don't have to worry about squeezing it out. When it came to the rimonium, since we saw that some people use it for juice, therefore, if you squeeze it for the juice, that's machshav it to make it into a juice, and that's why you can't use it on That's why you can't do that on Shabbos. But the Pagayim, when it came to those prunes, no one squeezes it out for juice, so there's no chash that anyone would ever squeeze it out and use it for the juice, and therefore it doesn't have the status of mashke, it only maintains the status of an ochel. Okay. Rav Papa Amar, now we're going back to what Rav Chisda said, why this beet juice passels the mikvah. So we just said the beet juice passels the mikvah because when you squeeze it out for the juice, you machshav it into a halachic liquid, and therefore a halachic liquid can passel the mikvah if it changes its color. Rav Papa Amar gives another reason. He says, Mishum dehavi davar shein osrim min mikvah l'tchachila, because this is an item that you can't use to create a mikvah. B'chol davar shein osrim min mikvah l'tchachila, poses a mikvah b'shinu mayra. If it's an item, if it's something that can't be used to create the mikvah, and if it falls into the mikvah, the halacha is going to be because it's possible the mikvah to the chila. The mikvah can only be used with water, actually only a specific type of water, not mayim she'uvim, but it can be used with rainwater or mei mayan. Anything else that falls into it that's not something that could be used to make the mikvah lechatchila, then if it falls into the mikvah and changes the color of the mikvah, that's going to passel it. And now the Gemara says, use that Rava somehow used this rule in order to explain the Mishnah Maseches Mikvos. It's not Hassam, nor the Mishnah Mikvos. Nafa l'socho, so what falls into the mikvah, yayin, wine, or chometz, or mochel. Mochel is not oil, but it's like these juices or this liquid that comes off of the olives. So there's three times that this liquid comes out. As Rashi points out, in the process of making the olives, this liquid sometimes comes off three times. So what happens here is that if this falls into the mikvah, v'shine marav, and it changes the look of the mikvah, we say pasul, it becomes pasul. So man tano, who's the tano who holds the mochel mashkahu, that this mochel, this liquid that comes off of the oil, again, of the olive, which is not the oil, is considered a mikvah, and therefore, if it's considered a liquid, it's going to pasul the mikvah with shin and marav. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Rabbi Yaakov, it's the shita Rabbi Yaakov. The tanya, Rabbi Yaakov on there, Rabbi Yaakov says, mochel, this mochel that comes off the olives, harehu kimashke, it's considered a mashke. If it's a mashke, umatam amru mochel yotze bitchila tahor. So what about the mochel that comes off, the small amount that comes off when you just leave the olives? After you pick the olives, apparently you leave them out and they warm up, and this liquid comes off of it. So he says that liquid itself is not going to be considered a mashke to be machshir the olives to be mekabel tumah. It's not going to be the yachach adam, and this is not going to be considered. So if you're telling me it's a mashke, so it's Rabbi Yaakov who said it's a mashke. So if it's a mashke, why does it not machshir lekabel tumah? Why is it not? Because it should be. Because why? Lefisha ina rotsu bekiyumo. Because in order for a mashke to be something that can be machshir lekabel tumah, you have to want it to be there. This is not something he wants. He doesn't want it to come out. Rabbi Shimon says, no, mochel einu kimashke. The mochel is not going to be considered a liquid. So that's why, I guess, okay, that's why it won't be machshul kabel tumo. But if that's the case, umatam omru mochel hayotze meikul beis habad tamei. Well, if it's not a mashke, then why is it that the mochel that comes out when you gather all the olives into the press, the mochel that comes out there, it's going to be something that can be machshul kabel tumo? There he says, Lefi she'iyev shar below tzichtzuche shemen. There, it's not the mochel, it's at that point in time in the process, it's obviously going to be oil. And the oil is the whole purpose, that's what you want, and that's a liquid, and that is going to be, can be machshir for the kabel tumah. So my benayo, so bottom line is, for according to all of them, the mochel that comes out initially is tahor, and the mochel that comes out at the end is tameh. So what's the difference between them? Right, so he says, "Ikabinayu de ase basar itzitzasa." There's this middle process, somewhere along the middle of the time when you're processing the olives. There's another stage where mochel comes out, that comes out from the zesim. I guess, so according to Rabbi Yaakov, that mochel is going to be tamei, because at that point of time, tamei meaning it can be hukshul kabel tumah. That point of time, you want the mochel there, so it's something that you want. And according to Rabbi Shimon, that's still not going to be hukshul kabel tumah, because the only reason why he said it's hukshul kabel tumah is because when it's mixed with the oil, and there's no oil apparently during that time in the process. So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, no, Rava says, why, when it goes back to, he said, who is the Tana who held that the mochel is the mashke? man that therefore passed the mikvah. Rava says, Mishum the Davar Shein Osin in the mikvah, the postal is a mikvah Mishin Namariah. Because it's something that's not used to make the mikvah, like we just said before, that's why it passes the mikvah. We try to figure out which Tana held that the mochel was the liquid, and therefore it passes the mikvah. Rava says, I don't have to worry about that. The reason why it passes the mikvah has nothing to do whether or not it's considered a mashka to look, hukshla kabal tuma, or not hukshla kabal tuma. It's just this liquid that's not used initially to create a mikvah. Therefore, if it falls into the mikvah, it's going to pass the mikvah b'shin and mara, which was the same logic that Rav Papa explained with the beets, the beet juice coming into the mikvah. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Sochet Adam Eshkol She'anavim L'socha K'deira Avalo L'socha Ka'ara. One may squeeze grapes onto the solid item, that's the K'deira, onto a solid item, Avalo L'socha Ka'ara, but not into the Ka'ara, which I believe has, even though it has Okal, it has liquid. I mean, you can squeeze the grapes from a solid to a solid, but you can't squeeze the grapes from a solid, from the grapes being the solid, into the liquid. Right, Rashi says, L'tocha k'deira shel tafshel l'tekno. In order to, I guess, to sweeten it, demuchach ha'milsa delav mashka boile. Because by squeezing it onto a solid, like squeezing the lemon directly onto the fish, right? So because by squeezing it onto the solid, muchach ha'milsa delav l'mashka boile. They're not using it for the liquid. El ochel, I'm using it for food. So I'm squeezing food. I'm making food out of food. The ainzed derech prikoso. That's like I said, a pricha, that's not like squeezing anything out. Again, that's like just taking ochel from ochel. That's like separating two slices of bread, right? You're putting ochel into ochel. But not into the ka'ara, the zimun l'mashka kai, because the ka'ara has liquid. The alpha god, the ka'ara lav shasi inchi, even though people don't drink it, l'mucha milsa of ik iser. If you're moving it into a liquid, so it's not so clear that it's going into a solid, and therefore that's going to be usher. Toso says, Nir l'rabbeinu tam, let's get to the next one. So here it seems to be, the question is whether it's a Shabbos or Yantif, just precursor to the Tosfos, to squeeze from a solid onto a solid would be mutter, to squeeze from a solid onto the liquid would be, to squeeze the juice from a solid onto a solid is not mutter, to squeeze the juice from a solid into a liquid would be usser.
Liquid into liquid, why is that a problem?
Because you're taking it out from the solid. So you're moving the solid into a liquid. But it'd be squeezing into a liquid. So that's what you're squeezing. It has a status of a liquid. You're squeezing from a solid, the grape, into a liquid. If you squeeze it into a solid, it's going from a solid into a solid. It's not considered separating, or it's not considered schita. Right, so Amar Chizr, Chizr says, we differ Rabbeinu from the words of Rabbeinu, from what Shmuel says, Nilma, we can learn, Cholev Adam Eiz L'socha K'deira. We can milk the goat, I guess, it directly onto the solid. Therefore, valo toch garb. You can't squeeze the milk into the liquid. It's the exact same thing that he said. Right? Alma kasavar, we see from here, kasavar, he holds mashke habala ochel, if you squeeze a liquid directly onto the solid, ochelu. It's still considered ochel. It never loses the status of the ochel when it was inside the grape. Or inside the A's, it never loses, once it falls, if it's going directly onto food, it never loses its status of food, it's not considered liquid, it's not considered schita. Tosos just points out this idea of cholev adam A's, he says, near Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, dahenu dafka b'yontif. That's only on yontif. Why? The chazia behema l'achila, b'havei kamo uchla d'ifris. Because only on yontif is that A's going to be considered ochel. Because on yontif, you can shecht it, and you can eat it. So it's going from something that has a food status on Yontif into something else that has a food status on Yontif. Aval v'shabes lo chazal l'shchita. It's not going to be something that you can use, that you can shecht. And then chashiva shebehema hikipsolas. It's like the behema, something that you can't use. It's like the psolas in a mixture. It's considered a psolas. Ukishecholev, and when you milk it, havei kinotel ochel mitocha psolas. It's as if you're pulling food out from the psolas, and you're not allowed to do that. It's like a borer or a dosh. You're not allowed to be done. B'chei mashke b'vahag, the Yontif ari, and then that b'vahag also says that they're talking about the A's on Yontif. Umiyu, but they agree, Rabbeinu Tam agrees, that schita zeitzim v'anavim, the shari la'el tochak teira, hainu afilu b'shabbos. That's even on Shabbos, came in the eshkol chazi l'achila, because the eshkol itself is something you can eat on Shabbos. That's what Rabbeinu Tam. Most Rishonim arguing with Rabbeinu Tam, and they say that this chol of Adam A's, to answer Rabbeinu Tam's question, they say that this applies even on Shabbos, not just on Yontif, but there's a point out, the Chalukos Rishonim, about something that cannot be eaten on Shabbos, can you then squeeze from it, you know, whatever, squeezing the milk or something like that? Can that be, you know, expressing milk for a woman? Can you use do that on Shabbos to, you know, painful, I guess, you want to express the milk, I guess, do it with the Ibud or do something to do it in a permissible way. Maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, you might have a problem with doing that on Shabbos. Anything here? Right. Amak Asavar Mashko Habala Ochel Ochelu. So Masiv Rami Bar Chama, so Rami Bar Chama asked the following question from the Mishnah and Taharos. The Mishnah Taharos says, Zav Shecholi V'Sa'evs. So you have a Zav, who's someone who's Tamei. He's milking the cow. So Hachalav, what comes out, is Tamei. Because he, right, Rashi says, Shazav Mitame Kol Davar B'Masa. Anything that he moves or carries, he's Mitame. Right, Bahare Hesi Takiluach, and here he's moving and shaking with the stream, the flow that comes out. Right, the Lo Kamifli Yibin Tochuk Deir Yibin Tochukos. The Zav is Metame. Right, the Iyamart Mashka Bal Ochelim Ochelu. Let's say he's squeezing it out into a food. So something that comes out from the A's, from the food, directly to the food, we say it doesn't have the status of a liquid. It only has the status of of food. So therefore, if you hold it directly into the onto a Kedera. So it's something that shouldn't be makabel tumah because it's only, I guess, it's maybe, right? Achi yavol elav mashkev achi. Right, if it's food, if the milk coming out from the A's is going directly onto a solid item, is considered food, it can't become tumah by the touch of the zav unless another liquid fell on it, because it has to be hukshel makabel tumah. Food items can only become tumah after it was hukshel makabel tumah. So the Brisa just says, across the board, if the zav is milking, then that item that he milks, the stuff that comes out, is going to be considered tamei. Why? If it's considered food, it can't become tamei until someone, if it was hooked to the kabel tumah. So why does the Mishnah say it becomes tamei? Why does the Mishnah make a distinction between whether or not the sub is milking the A's into a liquid or into a solid? So the Gemara says, "E amar machshir b'al ochlim ochlu b'mayis kosher." What made it susceptible? What made it hooked to the kabel tumah? So the Gemara says, "The amar Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere." Apparently, the first thing that comes out, you want to use. I guess that's going to moisten the nipple and make it easier for the stuff for the liquid to come out. That's not something that you want for food. That's something you want for the liquid. So those tipos, those drops that came out at first, are what's going to hooksha lekabel tumah everything else. Right? Rashi says tipo rishona. Milachlechas b'pi adad b'das, because he wants it. Uvinochol lechalev, makes it easier to milk. Vahi havi mashke kistam chalav, and that's considered a mashke. The lav leochel boile, because that what's coming out, that initial stuff that's coming out, you don't want it for an ochel. You want it for the liquid to moisten the udder, I guess. So that's going to be that. Then I guess touches everything else, and that's machshir the stuff that comes out afterwards to be hooked to kabel tumah. Okay, Masir Ravina. So basically, we still maintain our idea that if you go from solid to solid, it's only considered ochel. Here, the reason why it's tamei is because the first droplets are not considered ochel. So the Gemara says, Masir Ravina, I'll ask another question. Tamei meis shesachat zesim v'anavim. So someone who's tamei meis, and he squeezes zesim in anavim, so they should become tamei, right? Kabetza mikuvenes. He squeezes out bidiyuk, the exact amount of a beitza, right? Beitza mikuvenes. It says Mishnah Hebrew Masechta Taharos. He squeezes out this beitza, this exact amount. It's tahor. The reason why it's not tamei is because he never touched the liquid. What is that? So what's going on here? What's less than a beitza? The liquid? What he squeezed out is less than a beitza. Oh, right. So we're talking about an olive or a grape that's exactly a beitza. So what he squeezes out is going to be less than a beitza, and therefore it's going to be tahor. Ha, but if the anavim that he squeezed out were larger than a beitza, how yoked certain beitza, tamei, then the liquid that comes out is going to be tamei. The Gemara asks again, the amart mashka bala ochel ochelhu, but if what he's squeezing out is considered ochel, because you made no distinction here, if he's squeezing out is considered ochel, why is it tamei? Right? What fell on this liquid, which is considered food, what fell on it in order to make it susceptible to the kabel tumah? The Gemara says, "Who most of them? Mefarik lak b'soket the tochakara." You're right, in a Hanami. This Mishnah is dealing with a situation where you're squeezing the olives or the grapes into the ka'ara, which has mashka. So you're squeezing it for the purpose of liquid, not onto the ochel, and that's why it's considered liquid, and therefore it becomes tummy, because liquid doesn't evoke shnei kabel tumah, therefore it becomes tummy. I guess you could have answered that for the same brisa before, when he was squeezing out, you know, when they asked the question on the Mishnah in Taharos, right? The zav shechola, that's tummy. We said that had to go on to the case of a batita muhlechas asad apiyadad. You probably could have said there also that he's squeezing it out as, you know, onto. The olives are a bit bigger, so then the liquid that comes out is to be makshu the olive.
The liquid touches it.
To be makshu the olive.
And makshu it, and now it's bigger, so how is that possible? If
you're
squeezing it into...
since he's squeezing it into a ka'ara, so then when it touches the olive, it's hooked to the kabbalah.
And then the original thing is makshu, and then you say that, you can't say you're just trying to get the udder ready, because you're
in
the middle of
the
olive.
Right, because you're not eating the udder. The olive is different than the udder. Right, so they had to give come on to the other answer. Okay. 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 That's good. Right, so that's why the answer is different for the olive. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Amar Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah says Kitanai. So the mashka that has come, this idea then mashka is coming to, I'll go on to food. Is it considered ochel, or is it considered mashka? That's going to be, maybe that's a machlokas tanayim. How do I have that? Let's cook them. Hey now, right, because we have the following case. Hamachlik ba'anovim lo hukshar. Seems to be over here, someone's using the liquid of the grape in order to put on it as like a coating on the bread, right? So machlik ba'anovim, so is the bread now going to be hukshar lekabel tuma as a food item that has liquid that had grape juice fall on it. Hamachir ba'anavim lo hukshar. The kikaros and the anavim, I guess, are not hukshar lekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda omer hukshar. They are hukshar lekabel tuma. So my lava hakamifugi, isn't this demachlokas? Ma the tanakama savar mashke havala ochel, and you squeeze it from the grape onto the bread, so it's coming from ochel to ochel. Then it's ochel, it's still considered ochel, it's not considered mashke, and therefore it's not going to be hukshel kabel tuma. Umar, Rabbi Yehuda savar lav ochel, it's not considered ochel, it's still considered, once a liquid, it's a liquid, and therefore it is something that's hukshel kabel tuma. So Amar Rav Papa says, no, the kuli alma, everyone's going to hold mashke bala ochel, lav ochel, it's not a machlokas tanaim, everyone holds that if you're squeezing the liquid for the purpose of a food, that still has a status of ochel. All right, so why, what's the machlokas over here as to whether or not this bread is hukshel kabel tuma? Here, you're squeezing out the liquid for it to be lost. The liquid's disappearing, because when you cook it in the cooking process, the liquid's going to evaporate. You're squeezing it le'ibud. So Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda's going to hold, mashkehu. So what? You're squeezing out to go to ibud, it's still considered liquid, and therefore it's mashir, the bread, le'kabel tuma. Umar, the Tanakama says, lav mashkehu, it's not considered a mashke. Sorry, let me do it again. Amar Papakuli Amma Mashka Bal Ochel Lav Ochel Hu. It's not considered an Ochel. So therefore, sorry?
I said it's not considered Mashka.
Right. So it's considered Mashka. I said it wrong. Let's start again. Rav Papa says no. Kuli Alma Mashka Bal Ochel Lav Ochel Hu. Whether it's not considered food, the Mashka maintains its status of Mashka, which is against what we just said all about in Ochel Shabbos. And these Tanoim all hold that even if you're squeezing it onto a solid, it maintains its status of a liquid. So therefore, it should be Machshu the Kabel Tuma. Why is there a Machlokas here? Because here you're squeezing the liquid for it to be lost, to go to the Ibud. It's going to be burnt off. So Mar Sabar, Rabbi Yehuda says, nevertheless, it's a Mashka, and therefore it's Machshu the bread, the Kabel Tuma. Umar Sabar, that is lav mashkil. Once you're squeezing it for the purpose of it being lost, it's not considered mashka, and therefore it's not going to be mashka the bread of kabel tumah. Uplukta dahani tanoim, and this machlokas tanoim in this brisa is similar to machlokas tanoim in another brisa. The tanya with the following brisa: hamifatzeya bezesim biyadayim miso avos. I guess if you're squeezing or you're how's it to say it? Twisting? Oh, he's bruising him. Okay, he's bruising the olives with his disgusting hands, and I guess the liquid comes off, the liquid comes out, and now touches the olives. Huksher, the zesim are now huksher the kabotuma because he wanted them to get wet. I guess, but if he does it l'sofa son b'melach, if he wants the liquid to get the liquid out because he wants to put them in oil, that in salt, right? Low huksher, the zesim are not huksher the kabotuma because he doesn't need the stuff to come out. That's not here nor there. But leida im higiu zesav l'misok olo. If he's bruising the olives to know whether they're ripe enough for now to put them in the press to get the oil, so therefore, when he's bruising them, the liquid that's coming out is bleivud. He doesn't care about the liquid coming out; it's going to be lost. So lo hukshar, the olives are not hukshar kabel tuma. Rabbi Huda Omer hukshar. Rabbi Huda says they are hukshar kabel tuma. My lab ha'kemifki. Let's say that's the machlokas. The marsav mashka omer leivud mashka. One says that the mashka, even though it's going to be lost, purposely to be lost, it's still considered mashka, and therefore it is mashka the olives the kabel tuma. Umarsav la mashka hu. And one says it's not considered a mashka, and therefore it's not mashka the olives the kabel tuma. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Huda, Bar Rav Yeshua, no, the machlokos and the braisos are not the same. B'mashka omed ibud pligi. Yeah. The Tanoim in the second braisa are dealing with a case of mashka olech ibud. That's their machlokos. B'hanach Tanoim, but the initial Tanoim, what's their machlokos? Their machlokos is not necessarily about it going ibud. It's really not going to ibud. You're using it. I think that was a problem. You're actually using it to shmir on the bread. There, it's b'mashka omed letzach tzukom mifugi. The machlokas there is specifically mashka whose purpose is only used to create a shine, as opposed to be used as a liquid for taste. Is that considered mashka? One Tana says yes, and one Tana says no. It's not going to be considered. So, bottom line, I think halacha l'maisa, we pass on Shabbos, if you're squeezing from, but the idea was how do you get the... How do you squeeze the lemon into your tea? You can't squeeze it directly into the tea, so people say you squeeze the lemon onto the sugar, and then you put the sugar into the tea. Or squeezing the lemon directly onto the fish, that's the way you have to figure out ways to do that. You have to be careful how you're squeezing the liquid. If the liquid goes to a solid, then that might be okay. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Chimar Ashi, Amar Rav. Again, Sochet Adam Eshkol Shalanov Nosoch Gedera. He says also, on Shabbos, you can squeeze the grapes onto the solid, avolosoch ha-ka'ara, you can't freeze it into the ka'ara, but dag, you can squeeze the dag, lahotzi tziro, to squeeze it, to get the brine out, afilosoch ha-ka'ara, that can even go into the liquid item, because the brine is not considered liquid. When you're getting the brine out of the fish, that's not like you're extracting liquid from the fish, that's just, I guess, still considered ochel, and it's not going to be considered mashka at all, and therefore it can go directly into the liquid ka'ara. Okay. Yossi Rav Dimi v'Amrei LaHayshmaita. So Rav Dimi was sitting and said, we just said this, Amar Rav Zira, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. We quoted this halacha in the name of Rav, that you can squeeze the fish brine, I guess, into a liquid. So there are going to be those now who learned this halacha in the name of Shmuel, and if you learned that halacha in the name of Shmuel, you can have a problem, because that is going to be a steer of something else Shmuel said. So Yossi Rav Dimi v'Amrei LaHayshmaita, Amar Le Abayi LaRav Dimi, Asur Mishmei Darav Masnison. Who learned this halacha in the name of Rav, lo kash lechu, there's no problem. An Mishmei de Shmuel Masnison Le, we learned this halacha in the name of Shmuel, the kashalon, and we have a problem. Mi Amar Shmuel dag le tziro if you talk karo, did Shmuel really say that you can squeeze the fish directly into the liquid pot? La Itmar, we have the following statement, kivashim, which are types of vegetables, right? These are vegetables that were pickled, right? Kivashim, Shesachton, that you squeezed. So Amr, it's not the juice you're squeezing out. It's not the juice that in this really. It's from the vegetables. It's the pickling. It's the juice that comes out afterward, right? Ha'itmar kivashim shesachton that you squeezed. Amr Rav says ligufon. If you squeeze it in order because you want to eat the pickled items and throw away the sauce that came out, mutter. That's allowed to do on Shabbos. Lime mehen. But if you're squeezing them out because you want to drink this pickle juice, right? Putter. But it's pater, but a bal aser. That's not a melacha d'oraisa, but still could be pater bal aser. It's not a melacha d'oraisa because you're not squeezing, extracting from the item itself, but it's that could lead to it or something. So it's pater bal aser. Ushlakos, these are vegetables that are cooked in water. So then, bein le gufan, bein le meya mutter. Then in any instance, you can squeeze it out. You can squeeze it out of the liquid that it absorbed on Shabbos. B'Shmuel Amar B'Shmuel says, echad kvashim, the echad shlakos, whether it's the pickle stuff or it's the cooked stuff, legufan mutter, for the, if you want to eat it themselves, it's mutter, limeimeim pater val aser. But for this item that comes out, the liquid that comes out, that's going to be pater val aser. So according to Shmuel, these things aren't even considered extracting liquids from it. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So why does he say you're allowed to extract the fish from the fish? It should be no different, the fish from the pickled item. Because again, it's not a liquid, but Shmuel's still not allowed, it's not a liquid that you're extracting from the item, but Shmuel's still not allowing you to do it. So why is he allowing you to do it by the fish? So Amar Leis, or Dimi says to him, says back to Abai, Elokim, like a Lashon of Yeshua, Enei Ro'u V'lo Zar. I'm not sure what that means. That Mipumid Rav Yirmer Shmulev, Rav Yirmer Mirazira, Razira Mirachia, Barashi, Vichia, Barashi, May Rav. You tell me, oh, the problem is because you heard it from Shmuel. Guess what? Shmuel never said it. It came from Rav. Your Masor is wrong. You're right. Had Shmuel said it, there would have been a problem. Shmuel didn't say it. So there's no issue. Gufa, let's go back to what we said. Kvashim Sheshachtan. Again, so you have these things that are pickled that you squeezed. Amar Rav. Rav says, right, Bain Rav Amar Rav, the Gufa Mutl Meyim Potter Valasar. You'll have to squeeze it out if you want to eat the item, but you can't squeeze it out Midurbanan if you want to drink the pickle juice. Ushlakos but cook vegetables, being the gufan the mayan potter. Then you can squeeze it out either way, the gufan or the may mayan. Shmuel Amar echadzeh be echadzeh the gufan mutil may mayan potter valasar. For even by shlakos, the gufan mutil may mayan potter valasar. Even by the pickled, even by the shlakos, even by the cooked vegetables, you're not allowed to squeeze it out for its juices. Because it looks like squeezing. Looks like squeezing. Right? And Rav Yochanan Amar, Echad Kvashim, Echad Shlakos, pickled or shlakos, legufan mutter. If you want to just squeeze it out so you can eat the item itself, it's mutter. Lemeimeim, but if you squeeze it out because you want the liquid, chay v'chatas. He says, he goes all the way to the other extreme. He says, you're chay v'chatas. So Meisvei, so we can ask in Abraisa. Abraisa says, Sochatin Kvashim b'Shabbos l'tzorach Shabbos. You can squeeze out these cooked vegetables on Shabbos for use on Shabbos. Avalo litzorach motzi Shabbos, but not for motzi Shabbos. Squeeze out for use on Shabbos. V'zeisim v'anovim lo yishchot. You should not squeeze out olives and grapes, right? V'im shachat chayim chatas. But if you did, you'd be chayim chatas. So if it comes, see from here this brisa. The brisa makes no distinction by the vegetables about if you need a legufon or you need a litzorach memeyan. Even the Meimeyan, he says, it's mutter. You're allowed to do it, no matter what. The Gemara says, Kashlan Rav, Kashlan Shmuel, Kashlan Rav Yochanan. It's a Kashlan Rav, it's Kashlan Shmuel, it's Kashlan Rav Yochanan. Because both Rav and Shmuel said that you were not permitted to squeeze these vegetables for use of the liquids. And it's definitely a Kashlan Rav Yochanan who says, if you do it, you chai b'chatas. And here it just says that you may do it. Right? This Brisa says that you can squeeze the cooked vegetables on Shabbos, making no distinction between Meimeyan and Gufen, and definitely not from Yimachai of Yochanan. So Gemara says, Rav Mitar Satame, Shmur Mitar Satame, or Yoch Mitar Satame. They're all going to explain the Brisa and fit into their Shita. Rav Mitar Satame, Rav has explained the Brisa as follows. He's going to read the Brisa this way. The Brisa says, we read, Sochlin Kavashim B'Shabbos. When it says, Sochlin Kavashim B'Shabbos, that's Litzorcha Shabbos, Avalolu Moshe Shabbos. He adds in, Bamed Var Mamurim. When do we say you're allowed to squeeze out these vegetables on Shabbos? That's only these cooked vegetables on Shabbos. That's only the gufa, and it's only if you want to eat the vegetable itself. Avalimimeyan, Pater Valasar. But if it comes to, you want to drink the liquid itself, that's Pater Valasar. Ushlakos, and the things that are, and that's the pickled things. And the shlakos, the cooked vegetables, being the gufa and being the main mutter, we'll just read that into the brisa, that the cooked vegetables can be eaten both. You can squeeze it both with gufon and mayan, and zeisim anovim, when it comes to zeisim anovim, lo yishchot b'msachim chayv chatas. That you can't squeeze. If you squeeze them, you chayv chatas, because those are things that are derech to be squeezed, that we mentioned earlier. Those are derech to be squeezed, so those things are definitely considered separating the liquid from the solid. Shmuel matar zatameh, and Shmuel's going to explain the brisa according to Hishit also. So how does he read it? He says, sochtin kavasim shabbos, l'chor shabbos with nishlakos. You're allowed to squeeze the pickled items for the purpose of Shabbos, and you'll have to squeeze the cooked vegetables for the purpose of Shabbos. When do we say you'll have to do that? That's legufan. That's only for their for their own purpose. Aval mimeya, but you're not part of al aser. But if you do it for their liquid, then it's part of al aser. And zeisiv anavim lo yiskotim sefer chayv katas. If you squeeze it, you're chayv katas. Rav Yochanan mitarz tamei. He go according to his shita because he's going to say as follows: sochatin kvashim mitzorach shabbos avol motzi shabbos. You let us squeeze the pickled vegetables for the purpose of shabbos, but not for motzi shabbos. Echad kvashim the echad shlokos. Whether it's the pickle stuff or the cooked stuff. When does he say that? It's only the gufan. It's only if you're squeezing it out, you want to eat those items. But if you squeeze it out for their juice, for the liquid itself, right, then you're not allowed to do that. If you did do that, it's as if you squeeze out zeisim and avim, and you're going to be chai v'chatas. Amar Rabchiyah Bar Ashi, Amar Rab, Rabchiyah Bar Ashi says, Nimarad, Dvar Torah, Midah, Araisa, Enu Chayav, there's no Chiyav Chatas, Ella Al, Derichas, Zesim, and Avim Melvad. The Chiyav Chatas is only going to be, not like Rabbi Yochanan, only going to be if you squeeze out Zesim and Anavim. The Chayin Tan to be Menashe, going to the base manager of Menashe, Dvar Torah, Enu Chayav, Ella Al, Zesim, and Avim Melvad. You know, the only Chayav, Svita, Daraisa, Zesim, and Avim Melvad. And now something completely unrelated, but it's the same Mesorah. The Ain Aid Me P Aid Kusher, you can't use hearsay evidence, Ella, Leidus Isha Melvad. Only to allow an aguna to marry. Meaning you're allowed to say, one witness can say, I heard someone else say that the husband died. That you're allowed to do. Let's get to the, trying to get to the Mishnah, right? Ibailu, they asked the question, Aimi P.A. the Aidus Bechor. What about if you have hearsay evidence to testify that the mum on this Bechor was not put there purposely, and therefore it can be eaten? Rav Ami Asur, Rav Ashi Shari. Rav says, you're not allowed to use the hearsay evidence? Rav Ashi says, you are. Amle, Rav Ami, Rav Ashi. Rav Ami says to Rav Ashi, Vatam de Menashe, Ain Aid Me P.A. Kacher El Aidus Isha Mulvad. The only time you're allowed to use the hearsay evidence is for the testimony about the woman, right? So how can you say you're allowed to use it also for the testimony about the mum in the Bechor? It's allowed to be used for anything that any edus that a woman herself would be kosher for. Since a woman can testify about the aguna, the woman can also testify about the mum, so the AMPA would work. Rav Yemer asher AMPA the Bechor. Rav Yemer allowed his hearsay evidence to say that a Bechor is mutter. Kari la Marema, Marema called him, Lashagana, you're Yemer Shari Bukhra, you're Yemer the one who matches the Bechoros, but nevertheless, Hilchsa AMPA kosher the Bechor. Nevertheless, the AMPA is going to be kosher the Bechor. Okay, we'll stop here a little before the Mishnah. Everyone have a good day.